The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Maya Dunphy is with me now, the writer and broadcaster, to talk not so much about yourself, Maya, but about your dad. So he went to the cinema.
Yes, I'm here for a rant again.
To see Gladiator 2.
He did.
What did he think of the movie?
He actually liked it more than I did. I went last week and it was essentially a remake, I think.
Yeah,
have you seen
someone
it?
Told me that. Kind of blow for blow, it's almost the same thing.
Yeah, it hits all the same spots. But we love Paul Mescal, so we'll say no more.
Yeah.
But yes,
that seems to be the consensus in Ireland.
Yeah, I know.
Let's not be entirely honest about the movie because we all love Paul.
We're very protective of him, aren't we? I don't know what Ridley Scott was thinking. And the CGI baboons. There's no need for CGI baboons.
There's real baboons.
Baboons are horrible enough. I almost swore there because I hate baboons. At both ends, they're horrible enough.
Okay.
Yeah. You know,
right. Okay, we've gone off on a tangent.
We have.
Very
My
early.
My father went to see Gladiator last Tuesday in the afternoon in the IMC in Dunleary. Now, the cinema is about 35 minutes walk from where my dad lives. He usually walks. He's 84, but he's a great man for walking. But it was the day of, as Alan would have said, the day of the big freeze started on Tuesday. It was really, really cold.
Yes.
And my dad does have some underlying conditions and he has been advised to not be out in cold weather. So he drove, just so everybody knows, that's why he drove. So we drove into the IMC car park, multi-story car park, and he was running slightly late, so we hurried. It's now prepay. Now, these car parks always used to be a simple model. You went in, you took a ticket, the barrier raised, you went out, you did your shopping or you watched your movie, you came back and you paid on departure. And there was nothing wrong with that. It worked very well. Now you prepay. So you have to estimate how long the film lasts, add on the trailers, or else you have to overpay, which is wrong on so many levels, I think. So my dad just hurriedly put in 2.5 hours, went in, watched the movie, obviously wasn't on his phone during the movie, came out, realised he had run over and he had been clamped. So he was clamped 18 minutes after his ticket expired. So they are the facts. And just the caveat is, I am not disputing paid parking. I am not saying that my dad didn't go over his allotted time. But I think clamping in a multi-storey car park is a disproportionate response, I think. I mean, I think if somebody's parking somewhere they shouldn't be, clamping is fine. But in a multi-storey car park, clamping and the unintended consequences can be really serious. And so my dad then had to get out of the car. And luckily, his phone was about to die, just enough power. I went back to the machine to find the number. Took him 20 minutes in the freezing cold. My dad is now sick today, and my dad. But it took him 20 minutes to get through to some UK call centre. It's APCO, is the car parking sharer. crowd/company. Mm-hmm. Took him 20 minutes to get through. He paid the €125 fee. They said they'd be out in 40 minutes. Went back to his car, sat there. After an hour, he rang me and went, oh, I'm still here. I said, Dad, ring them back. They may have forgotten. He goes, no, he said, my dad's very patient. And he said, look, it is what it is. I just have to wait here. I have the heating on. Like, it'll be all right. It took 2 hours. So it took 2 hours. And I put this on Twitter, which, as we all know, Twitter/X isn't, you know, it's a bigger cesspit than it ever was.
Yeah.
But I had 500,000 views, Kieran, in 24 hours. And virtually nobody disagreed with me. There was 500,000 views, hundreds of responses. People can go on and see them if they want to see them. Mm. People had their own stories. And again, I talk about unintended consequences. There was a young woman who worked in a theatre and she said, my shift ran over. I went out, not the same car park. But the same people said my car was clamped and shit. I was a young woman all on my own. I couldn't get to public transport. There wasn't any. Sat in my car for 2 hours. Somebody else had said they were collecting their grandmother from the hospital and they had gone in to do a bit of shopping. They were clamped. They had to ring around trying to get a friend to collect their grandmother. I just think it's a disproportionate response in a legitimate parking area. And people, I've never had a tweet where everybody agreed. Apart from there was a guy called Alan who chimed in to say, well, I think the point here is that your father didn't pay for the correct parking and face the obvious consequences. But we all know an Alan, don't we?
We all know an Alan. So there's quite a few issues to pick apart here. Well, first of all, Ridley Scott has to take some of the blame. Movies are too long these days. Is there anything to be said for the 90-minute movie?
Oh, God, bring them back. So
if Gladiator was 90 minutes...
There wouldn't have been a problem. I think Gladiator is 2 hours, 28 minutes. So if there hadn't been trailers, obviously, it would have covered it, I think.
But I assume, and listen, APCO and the IMC and anybody else can deny this, but the reason they want the prepay is because with prepay, you've got to allow for a bit of wriggle room either side. So if you're going to be there for 2 hours, people will end up paying for kind of 2.5 hours. Whereas when you're just clocking in and out, you pay for exactly the amount of time. You multiply that by every car over a year and they're making tens of thousands of euro extra.
I googled them and I googled the company. No one knew what it stood for. It's the American it's the American Airport Car Parking Corporation or something like that. And they sold years ago for like so many billion dollars. I mean, they are a money-making machine. And like you say, this model maximises either the chance of overpayment or clamping, because no one's going to take a chance. So we are essentially all, you're paying for something you're not getting, which doesn't sit well with me. But what was wrong with the model? And also, what's really important to say is, cinemas are often saying, you know, streaming services are stopping people going to the movies, illegal viewing. I love the cinema. You should go to the cinema and feel relaxed. Do you want someone taking their phone out after 2.5 hours of Ridley Scott going, I think my car parking is up, I didn't account for the trailers. I better just, phone goes on, light goes on, you're trying to find, there is an app. My dad has an app, but it's not the right one for this, so he couldn't use the app. But do you want someone doing that in the cinema? You don't. So they overpay by maybe an hour. And like you say, more profits. And it's just very unfair. Same with shopping centres. Some of them are now using this new model. And again, it makes no sense. You want, retailers should want people to go in, spend time, spend extra time, go for a coffee, go to another shop, browse. And then you go back. And you know, you used to go back and go, oh, I've gone over the extra hour, pay an extra hour. But you've paid for the time you have used. So that was my argument. And I have never had such a reaction. And look, my dad had said, normally with a 15-minute grace, I was 18 minutes. You'd think whoever was looking would say, I mean, they don't know my dad's 84 from his car. No. He's not driving an old three-wheel Travanta or anything. But it's, you know, he's like, I think it's disproportionate. 18 minutes. He could have said, you know what? He's paid for 2.5 hours. We'll give him an extra half hour.
Yeah, and listen, that's, as a system, the kind of the prepay, like, it's necessary, say, on-street parking in a town or something. You have to do it because you can't, where's the barrier going to be? So obviously you pull up and you either use an app or you use one of the kind of parking meters and you prepay and you deal with it. But as you say, in a car park, be it a multi-story or just a surface car park, where there was a barrier, it was that old system to go to the prepay.
Nobody's getting out of a multi-story car park without paying. No, you know, it's, if you park on the street and you take a chance, you might get clamped. You're taking a chance. No one's getting out of there alive, I almost said. No one's getting out of there without paying. But I just think from what I saw on the replies to my tweet was the unintended consequences. And it's a lot of stress, but a lot of people, a lot of young women left on their own, a lot of people who aren't well, who had to collect kids from school. And my dad, I mean, he actually, a week before, he collected my son from after school, which closes at 6:30. And I was working at an event that I was not able to leave. If it had happened that day, I don't know what we would have done. So it just feels, like I said, it's disproportionate, it's heavy-handed, and it's all designed to make money for these people.
Clamping is just aggressive. Everyone is angry. No one is happy about it. Abolish it, says one listener. I've been clamped in my own apartment space because my disc slipped off my dashboard. It was disgusting. And somebody else says, I got clamped in Dunleary while at the cinema recently. I presumed it was still behaving like a normal car park. On the way out, the old machine location was a vacant space.
Yeah, there was another man clamped same time as my dad, and he thought the same thing. He had just made a mistake. He hadn't paid at all. There is no love for clampers.
I'm 100% behind my God, if that happened to my 85-year-old dad, I'd be out for blood. All reason would have gone out the window. I know these people wouldn't know my father's 85, but my blood is boiling here. Only 18 minutes.
I know.
Over the time. How long before somebody or some entrepreneur starts hanging around parks with an angle grinder at 50 euro a shot?
Well,
says
here's
Tony
the thing.
In Dublin.
I got a lot of replies from people that said the law. Now, I'm just putting it out there. Somebody else asked me that it's a grey area. If it's council or local authority, it's different. If it's a private car park, which this I presume is, that actually the law is quite nebulous. And if I was to have gone down there with the bolt cutters or an angle grinder, middle aisle, it's brilliant. You get all the stuff in the middle aisle now. Keep it in your boot. And left it there. Once you don't damage the clamp, it's really not worth their while to come after you.
So where I used to live in Cork, there was a van used to park across the road in front of the Bonds Hospital. And the lads were in a band, and it was kind of like an A-team nearly type van, like, you know, they kind of basically lived in it, and they would park there, they would get clamped, and then you'd see them in the morning, they would let the air out of their tire, they'd roll the van back out of the clamp, and then they had like a kind of an air compressor in the back, and then they'd refill the tire there. And
I
they
was
did
telling
it,
my friend, I did that. I did that
did
for a friend 15 years ago.
Camping their van must have known. And it was this kind of circus that they were both involved in.
I did that. Yeah, I let the air out of friend's tires, and we had an air compressor and we pumped it up. We were very proud of ourselves. Yeah. I don't recommend, not if it's a council situation, but I just think it needs to be re-looked at. And I know the clampers, the actual, you know, men and women who are putting the clamps on, taking them off, they're only doing a day's work. I get that. But I can tell you this, my first ever proper taxable pay job when I was 16 was a nurse's aide in a nursing home, and I was looking after people who were incapacitated, and one of my jobs was emptying out commodes, and I had to walk down a corridor with the warm liquid, you know, going left to right, sluicing up. I would do that job every single day for the rest of my life rather than be a clamper. Wow. There, I've said it.
Now you've said it. Well, Tom and Abby Leakes. Tom makes a good point. Tom says only 3 minutes overtime to put the clamp on and 2 hours to take it off. That tells you everything you need to know about the level of service.
And somebody else had said to me that in the same cinema, I think on the same day, that her son and daughter-in-law had gone to see Gladiator as well. There's a thing. We should just invoice Ridley Scott, shouldn't we,
for all
of these. And they said they were clamped, but it was about 10:30, 11:30, and they couldn't wait. So they had to get a taxi home, come back the next day. She'd morning off work to wait for the clamper the next day.
Yeah. But it's you'll never get 2 hours grace.
No.
But they'll wait 2 hours to get the clamp off.
Exactly.
Which I think there's something in that.
Weighted in their favour.
Maya Dunphy, Right Red Broadcaster. Maya, thanks a million for coming
in.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.